This is Vatican Radio. I'm Richard Marsden. The Religious in Europe Networking Against Trafficking conference has entered its second full day here in Rome. One of the organisations attending is the Arise Foundation, and John Studzinski is the chair of the board, and he joins us now. If you could just start by telling us a bit about the organisation which you're chair of.
I think one of the issues that the world has been very focused on for a long time, but has gotten increasingly focused in the last 2 to 3 years, is the whole issue of human trafficking. And there are some, depending on who you, whose data you use, 30, 40, 50, 60 million people a year trafficked. And a large predominant portion of those people trafficked are, in fact, women and young women. One of the most interesting organizations and powerful organizations in the world is an organization set up about 10 years ago called Talitha Kum, coming from the Aramaic Arise Child. This is a Rome-based organization run by religious sisters, religious women, in about 81 countries. The European arm of that effort is Renate, which is the conference we're attending. Not too long ago, about a year ago, Luke de Pulford, my collaborator, and I set up the Arise Foundation, really aimed at trying to provide funding for grassroots solutions, particularly focused on prevention of trafficking in a number of countries around the world. Obviously, it's active around the world in 81 countries, as I said, probably more than that. But our focus, of course, is on prevention, and it's on grassroots solutions.
And how have you been able to contribute to the discussions at the conference this week?
Very good question. Our focus is very much on what I would say is a practical aspect of the issue of trafficking. And many of, probably one of the only business people here who has a background on Wall Street, but one of the methods that I'm very focusing on is communication and best practices. And clearly, the strength of dealing with trafficking, not just in Europe but around the world, is in creating networks of collaborators, networks of information, networks of best practices that can actually be put to use with respect to both prevention, rescuing, as well as helping manage how the survivors are transitioned back into what are hopefully reasonably regular daily lives.
And how in particular is that partnership between government, business and NGOs able to combat human trafficking?
Well, I would say that this is a partnership that's evolving. You've got a lot of organizations around the world, starting with the United Nations, DFID, the U.S. State Department, and a number of large foundations that are all very focused on trafficking as an issue. Some are focusing on dealing with the supply chain issues. Some are focusing on prevention in dealing with, you know, the source of trafficked people, which is obviously migration, refugees, poverty. Obviously, governments will have very clear policies on this, wanting to avoid people from migrating. And many countries, the U.S. government, the U.K. government, will provide a lot of funding to try to oversee and manage this process. There's a lot of NGOs, and this collaboration, and I call it sort of a troika partnership between NGOs, governments, and increasingly the corporate sector. Because the corporate sector can do two things. One, the corporate sector can look at their supply chain and make sure they're not employing slaves or another term which many NGOs use, exploited labor. They can also do another thing, which is in countries where there are many survivors, they can be very proactive about working with survivors and trying to help them, train them, give them skills, and hopefully long-term give them employment, which will allow them to support themselves financially.
I imagine during the conference you've heard from many voices so far, including the Holy Father, who made an address. What struck you from his address, and how can it feed into the work?
The Holy Father is very passionate about this issue. I would say, while he's a leader on many issues seminal to human dignity, this is probably one of his two or three issues on which he has focused heavily over the last 3 years of his tenure as Pope. And he spoke passionately about the courage of the religious sisters working with the trafficked people. He also speaks about the need to embrace the problem on all levels of society, and he also embraces the issue of respecting human dignity and trying to address it in this most constructive way, where this evil, and it is a very much an evil, is increasingly widespread across the globe.
And just finally, how do you think the conference will assist in your work as you go back from here later on in the week?
Well, Arise is really about partnerships with not just institutions, but the best partnerships are partnerships between and among really good people, people who are leaders, people who are visionaries, people who have a can-do attitude and get things done. And there are a number of countries and religious sisters across Europe with whom we have very close affiliate ties. And I think this week, at a minimum, has strengthened a number of those ties. We've made some new relationships, and we will be in a stronger position to also understand the needs of this particular problem in society, more that we can do to address grassroots issues to prevent trafficking, and also ways that we can help them solve a lot of their problems and a lot of their issues that they have on a country by country basis. It is about networking, and it is about finding solutions, not just for the short term, but for the long term.